Here in the digital age, one of the tools that we must use is sharpening. Images that come out of the camera are not very sharp because of technological reasons, and we have to compensate for that by doing digital sharpening. And a very common technique that many of us are using these days is a two-step sharpening process. We do in Lightroom or in Photoshop sharpening that compensates for the natural softness of the digital image. And then we do what's called output sharpening that applies an additional final tweak to our sharpening to compensate for the medium on which we are printing. So there's a glossy output sharpening and a matte output sharpening, etc. That sort of two-step sharpening is an incredibly important tool in today's normal workflow. There's one little tiny fascinating part of that, however, and that is the output sharpening can be varied. The current version of Lightroom, as I record this, is Lightroom version 5. And the output sharpening in Lightroom uses either low, standard, or high output sharpening. The obvious problem is the terms low, standard, and high are not very precise. What's the right amount of sharpening? Well, the only answer to that question is what looks right, what visually is right for the image, keeping in mind whatever the emotional content of the image needs. This image by George DeWolf requires a considerable amount of sharpening. This is what is called technically a high-frequency image. Lots and lots of little details, little tiny bits of stuff, as compared to, for example, smooth skies or smooth water. This has tremendous amounts of detail, and the sharpening has to be done exactly right. This is an image that, quite honestly, demands to be seen in an original print with the correct amount of sharpening. It would, of course, look better than what you see here in a reproduction in book form that's relatively small and uses a standard sharpening for offset printing. But critical sharpening for a finished print like this can only be done by testing, testing, and testing, and seeing with your own eye on the medium that you choose to print on exactly what the right amount of sharpening is. Too much sharpening, and it'll tend to look a little bit frenetic. Too little sharpening, and it'll look like maybe it was photographed with an inferior lens. But get exactly the right amount of sharpening, and it will feel visceral and be a delight to your eyes. That is a characteristic of all high-frequency images that have lots and lots of detail. Testing, making test prints, if you will, is the only way to determine the exact right amount of sharpening for any fine art print.